Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button. Sans Pants Radio, armor smash!
Hey everyone, before we start, I just want to say thank you to everyone that's headed to our Patreon page to show support for the show. We really appreciate it and it's letting us do some very cool things. Once again, thank you so much. Also, if you're in Melbourne on the 28th of May and want to see a live D&Ds for Nerds recording, you might be able to do just that. Nothing is 100% set in stone just yet. We're still ironing out some of the kinks and working out the logistics, so basically, save the date, probably around about 7 p.m. We'll have some more details next week, or you can check our Facebook or Twitter for any updates. So, yeah, hope to see some of you guys there. So once again, thank you for your support. You're all beautiful angels. Now, enjoy the show.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around the table correcting other people for inaccurately portraying D&D stereotypes. But that's exactly what we're going to be doing today. Welcome to episode 35 of D&D is for Nerds. Sitting around the table, we have Ali Kathleen playing Princess Ainsley Foggyfeather.
Why can't I have magic?
We have Jackson Bailey playing Cassius Christie.
I want to keep a goblin in my backpack again.
And we have Joel Zammit as Leo Shadow.
I'm just happy to be here, guys. I got no demands.
As always, I'll be your incredibly salty DM, Adam Creepy Crawley.
That ain't your name.
It's accurate, though.
Previously on D&D is for Nerds.
Shoot him in the back!
Shoot him in the butt! Everybody does!
Champion.
The wizard drops to his knees and is, like, looking up at Grayson.
Kill him execution style? Oh, God, I have terms.
Maybe we need more hirelings.
And a whole orcish village is big, and orcs are big.
Instead of hirelings, we might be able to buy the orcs.
I put it on. I transform into a sexy elf lady.
Gold will get us so far, but fighting and winning against the war chief will probably get us a lot further.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go!
Quick question. Anyone here know orcish?
You sold me on we're killing a wizard. I'm ready.
There's a lot of dwarves around in this dwarven city. Go figure. And a lot of them are pretty startled that four people just popped out of nowhere.
Hello!
You're on the volcanic island of Mara, being led to the Dwarven Lord. Before the keep, the two-story building, there's like a shit ton of guards all over the place. These guys are very heavily armored, and it looks like this place is under siege. Like, they're geared up for something. Mm. There's one dwarf, though, looks particularly more important than the other ones. Rather than like a dull metal, he's wearing golden armor for the most part.
Oh, he's pretty.
His beard is, like, long and set into nice plaits and stuff like that.
Is he super handsome?
For a dwarf?
For a dwarf?
No. Oh, my God, no. Like, dwarves are not very handsome. This is, like, at first you mistake him for an orc.
Oh, God. I'm going to nudge Ainsley.
What do you reckon's wrong with that one?
He's got, like, it's like his face is partially melted or something. He's got, like, you know what? Like, half of his face is paralyzed.
Cassius, this is urine. This is how we get out of this.
I'm not the seducing kind.
You could be.
I just shake my head.
He's super gross, Ainsley.
This important semi-important looking dwarf gives you like a lopsided grimace. But you assume that every look he gives people is lopsided. So
be a lopsided smile or what, like no matter what.
Lopsided, good. Yeah, just everything. Anyway.
Good morning, afternoon, evening.
He nods to you curtly. And Adam, in common,
what time is it, Adam?
He says,
is it morning or afternoon?
You can't tell. The smoke obscures the sky.
What the fuck? This place is spooky.
it's tropics, but it's dark with smoke.
It's just hot. It's hot.
Okay.
He greets you. He says, hello, my name is... Adam says, consulting is... Garrett Ironbones.
Of course.
Of the Iron Shield clan. Who are you?
Cassius Christie of
The Christies.
It's not a clan. Good. There are 13 clans. It's not hard to remember them.
It's a family name. Christie, it's not a clan. Where
no, family names are fine. Yeah, there are first name, family name, and then clan name.
You have a clan name.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Really?
Give me just a random one.
The Prayer Breaker.
All right, done. Wait, what did they do? Did I break prayers? That's just my clan, whatever. I'm jotting it down. I don't know much about my heritage.
So you call yourself Cassius Christie of the Prayer Breaker clan? Yeah. Ah, a cleric. We could use one.
I just turn around to these
you
two.
You turned from family tradition.
Oh, no.
Hi, I'm Leo Shadow.
This is Leo Shadow.
I don't want to hear anything about halflings, he says, looking at you.
He hates halflings, I say.
He's talking in common.
I'm so embarrassed.
The two humans, what are your names?
Rude.
Yes. Hello. I'm Princess Ainsley Foggy Feather of the Foggy Feather family, and there's some castle somewhere far away that I can never remember
the
name of.
He puts his thumbs into his big belt. Why? I didn't recognize royalty when I saw it.
It's, you know, I don't like to show off.
We don't know if she's royal.
Shut up, guys. Grayson hasn't caught on yet.
Yeah, you don't know Cassius.
No, I don't know. I believe a lot. No, she's fairly dirty for a princess. She's not doing a lot of princessly duties, true. I've noticed.
Adam, roll. Does Cassius think she's a real princess?
Shut the fuck up.
I don't know. Is this like...
Cassius is a dick.
Ainsley, did you, like, tell Cassius you were a princess?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so that's... It's just trying to work out what type of role I'm trying to make here.
Okay. An intelligence role?
Intelligence to know the Foggy Feathers if they're a real group.
They are.
Well, you say that.
We found a place on the map, remember?
That's true, we did.
I come from a wizarding family.
You say that.
You might have questioned it, but Ainsley just like gave some cockamamie response that you believed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Anyway, I would like...
Seems plausible.
I would like to turn back to the very ugly dwarf. And then maybe look at the king afterwards. What? Oh, I insulted you. I'm sorry, I don't mean that.
You hurt me.
I'm sorry.
There are a lot of dwarves here. You could have been referring to a lot of people.
Anyway.
One might call it a dwarven city.
Only some of them are ugly.
Did I say where they took our weapons, by the way? Have they just got...
The dwarf who made you guys
Disarm.
That's the word.
Cool.
Yeah.
He's got disrobe.
I keep wanting to say disrobe.
Yeah, I could tell.
Wanting to say it, guys. No, go on.
I turn to the king, or presumably king. I just Lord? Assume big dwarf.
He looks important.
Yeah, the important dwarf, and just say, look, you know, we're trying to keep a low profile. You know, it's not a big deal. You know, just getting out, speaking to the people.
And it's your
And it's my fiance, Grayson over here. He kicks butt.
The future prince.
You say all of this, do you?
Yes. I don't back down, Adam.
Okay.
I back down a lot, but not this time.
The dwarf gives you guys an appraising look.
Mm. It sounds nice. Sounds good, guys.
Praise is good.
Yeah.
Appraising. Oh, like shit. Valuing.
Like an appraisal, which is not good.
What kingdom did you say you were from, he says?
That one that Adam is about to say out loud.
The Isle of Natura.
That one.
As I seem to remember it, the Isle of Natura the royalty there is made up of magical folk.
Yes, well.
Show us some magic then, he says.
This has turned...
Oh, I cast Dancing Lights, but like from next to you, so it looks like
you do it.
I believe it's going to be obvious that it was you.
Can you do any magic?
No! The entanglement!
Yes! Don't you get entangle everyone else?
Yes, do it!
Oh,
do
man,
it, do
that'd
it,
be
it,
so useful if there were plants anywhere here.
No! Come on, Adam. There's got to be a cactus.
I have a bag of mice. I just recalled.
Good. Throw a dandelion out or something.
It was the dancing lights.
I'm just looking at my spells to see if.
Yeah. You need to like say magical words to do dancing lights.
Yeah.
Just whisper it. Under
no, entangle. Breath. Entangle. There'll be some entangle. I'm a nature wizard.
Hang on.
Druid.
Have I taken like any? You have a wand of cure light wounds.
Yeah. He'll know that though.
Adam, our rations, what do they comprise of?
hardtack, like maybe
sesame
jerky.
Seeds? Pine nuts.
Do you still have the pine nuts you found in the wasteland?
I think I might have thrown them away when Markov got us a rabbit. But
I think we threw away the pine nuts.
Because we're ashamed.
We were ashamed.
I could, like, give you... No, no.
I cast attacked animals or plants.
I'll find some plants for you.
Yeah.
Yes!
Because there's no actual, like, plants in the area, you can't cast the spell. Not even a pot plant. This place is... you guys have been marched through a large portion of the city, and you saw literally no plant life.
Is it a barren wasteland?
Ask them if
some might call it that.
Ainsley, ask them if they've got, like, a plant.
Excuse me, I would be more than happy to display my magical abilities if you could produce some plant life, because that is the specialty of my magic. Not a lie, bring me a plant.
The dwarf, like, gives a hearty laugh and
That's
says,
bad.
If you can find plant life on this island, I'll call that magic.
How, what's
side
my
quest,
range
guys?
Yes!
Your first side quest will be escaping jail.
Nah, well, he said that we can find, if we can find
that
plants.
One's in progress.
Oh, no. It'll be fine. I'll be like, look, the thing is that my specialty is plants. Here are my comrades / captors. They can display magic if you like. They are from the same kingdom.
Dancing lights!
Except for Cassius, but, you know, we adopted her. Dancing lights, go!
You just tell them lies now.
What? Oh.
I don't say that. Why? You're lying!
I am, though.
Before Leo can cast the spell, the dwarf waves a hand.
Oh.
I've had enough of your lies.
We're not lying! Oh. Don't be so rude.
Either state the purpose of your business here... Or you can enjoy your life in prison.
You have a.
We're here to hunt down
problem.
A wizard from. Stop arguing, Ainsley.
We are notorious wizard killers.
Yes, and you guys have a problem with a wizard.
No, we don't.
There's a wizard
now.
That's a problem for someone else, and we're sorting it out for him.
Well, according to you, I have problems with three wizards right now.
Gesturing
to you guys.
More of a druid.
No, we're the good wizards.
I explain about Carcere, the escape convicts, wizards, and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Does he acknowledge me?
If you just let us...
The dwarf listens pretty patiently.
We'll be on our way, so we just need to go and hang out with some orcs. Like, we don't want to cause any trouble. We'll even buy some stuff, help your economy. We'll be on our way. We don't need to stick around.
This city exists primarily to mine resources from this place here. There's no real, like, economy other than that.
Well,
are you traders looking to buy mass amounts of the minerals we mine here?
Let's just check our funds.
Why are you checking your character sheet? You know the answer is no.
No, we are not.
Well, you know, maybe we could sell
Look,
some
stuff. If you're just heading out now, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I just want you to know, though, that dwarves don't trust that sort of magical shenanigans.
It was an accident. We
but
are
you,
very sorry.
You
Shut
said
up!
You wanted to see them.
Shut the
Shut
hell
up!
Just wanted
because
out.
I
We're
didn't
sorry.
Believe that you. Whatever.
We're sorry. We are very sorry. We jumped a little
this
too far.
Guy.
It's fine. We're not very good at apparition. That's from Harry Potter. I'm sorry,
yep.
guys.
If you're planning on leaving right now, then I'll say you can escape irons. But if I find you casting any more magic in my city...
We will be on our way,
Why
good
did you
sir?
Need a cleric?
What?
We're pretty much at constant war with the orcs here.
But that's a kind of magic.
Dwarves trust divine magic, but not arcane magic.
Do we know
magic
the
Magic that
of
comes
the
from a god is fine
for?
With them.
Do we know the name of the tribe we're looking for?
Yeah.
No,
the orc tribe.
You didn't ask.
We'll go deal with the orcs. It's fine.
I feel like
some orcs.
I feel like Azil kind of warned you that Mara was pretty far.
What?
Guys, I'm starting to realize that your method of doing things, and I guess
I
by relation,
mine. We should go to the castle ray place. But then he was like, "I'm a wizard," and I was like, "Oh yeah, let's do that instead." Mara
so
jumped the gun.
How do we get to the orc place?
Walk.
Adam, send us to the orc place.
No.
Why not?
Do you have horses
Why not?
Here? I ask him.
He gives another loud laugh. You can't feed horses on
volcanic
old
rock.
Meat.
We'll be on our way. Can we have our weapons back?
Yes, sure. He like waves to the guard and the guard hands you your weapons back.
Anything you actually need done that we might be able to help you out with, by the by?
I'd like to detect animals. I'd like. Oh no, he doesn't want me to cast magic.
No.
Hang on. Is that? Can I do that non-verbally? I feel like that's.
I don't think so. Damn. I could look it up, but I want to say something else before I do that. Okay. Anyway. Well, if you're looking to make yourselves useful around town,
always
there's a dwarf by the name of Redmon who's actually looking to do an expedition around where the Orcish tribes are.
Aha!
In exchange for your protection, I'm sure he could try helping you find whatever it is you're looking for.
Hey,
evil wizard
that would be you.
Evil wizard,
Redmon. It is.
Can you give us his
Redmon.
Location?
There's no D.
Redmon.
Redmon. Wow, he's right here.
Is it
like thumps Redmon, the dwarf next
you know?
To him?
No. Oh. Bad.
No, Mon. Like
no,
Mon.
Bad.
Redmon
bad.
Steps Mon. Forward. Red. I'm Redmon of Clan Glitterbeard.
You just pronounced the D
what?
There.
Clan Glitterbeard, he says.
Glitterbeard.
It might take his name. His beard actually glitters. He's got like gems and stuff woven into it.
Oh,
Cassius, as a wonderful. Dwarf, you would know this. The glitter. Glah. Sorry, I don't know what's wrong with me today. The. What? I don't think that's going to help, but.
Just drinks it anyway.
Live on air.
yeah, the Glitterbeard clan. They why am I doing the
Glitter just telling Ali. Oh.
The Glitterbeard clan pretty much exclusively deal with gems and the like that. Like if you're looking for someone to make This really is unrelated, but if you're looking for someone to make jewelry or a ring or something like that. They're the people you go to, except you already have a ring.
You already have a ring from a dragon belly. Be happy.
A dragon belly?
Hey, Adam.
Didn't get it out of its belly.
Adam.
In its belly.
He was.
In D&D, is engagement and weddings like Western engagement and weddings? Where
it
you
depends
get the
on the god
ring
that you...
and
if you
a
do
wedding
like a
ring?
Sorry?
I'm just asking whether or not you have to get two rings.
It depends on the god. You don't actually know, like, who Grayson worships.
Maybe I should ask.
You should. You've been together
kind
for how long?
You figure out.
Like, some gods are like require a ring for a husband and wife. Okay. Some don't. Some require it for just one of them.
Is he
some
sure?
Like
oh
don't
God.
Even
Ali,
use
is
rings.
Is he expecting a ring and you just haven't
oh
bothered giving him one? Ainsley,
super awkward.
One of the elven gods actually requests that you bequeath land to the other person.
It'll be fine. Well, can we just... I'm sure
love
we've
and
spoken
romance
about
in
it.
The D&D.
Well, we would have spoken about it beforehand. I would know what religion
he
is.
Wouldn't have spoken okay. about
hey,
it. Maybe
right.
you could
maybe
try striking
long,
up the conversation.
You know we'll leave it for the long walk, okay?
Yeah. All right. Okay, Redmon, hey, how you going? Glitterbeard's good.
Are we already a Glitterbeard?
Yeah,
he was right there.
He was right next to this guy. You're surprised I didn't mention him earlier.
What you needing, buddy?
Where this is an expedition to find, basically to find another place for potential mining. I'm pretty sure, though, that there's an orcish stronghold sitting right on top of where we want to mine.
Do you know anything
so
we've got
to go there, assess what the deal is, and see what we can see.
Okay, cool, because we're after a particular wizard. He's probably human, and he's shacked up with the orcish tribe, at least one of them that we know of, and I believe... He's using his arcane abilities to trick them that he's some sort of mystic or seer.
How many, just a quick question, Redmon.
Mm.
How many orcish tribes are there?
How many grains of sand are there?
And how many orcish strongholds are there in this island, baby?
How many grains of sand are there?
Oh, boy.
So they have no idea.
How many handfuls of grains of sand are there?
Well, let's go assess.
Now, that being said... You should consider yourselves very lucky because the wizard you're looking for is a man by the name of David O'Patterson.
How do you know him?
Because I've been researching the war camp I'm looking to unseat for a while
what a
now.
What coincidence!
Yeah, huh?
Well, that works out perfectly.
Mm. I think this David fellow actually knows the... Usually war camps move a lot. This one has been stationary for quite some time, sitting right on top of this mine. I think from the limited exchanges I've had with this war camp, I'm pretty sure David intends to leverage the mine to get something out of me. I don't want to do that. So if you guys want to kill him, I'm happy to help.
That's the plan.
That is the plan.
Let's
by the
go.
Way, Redmond, are you a good at any sort of battle yourself?
I'm fair in a fight, but right, cool, we'll have my four guards as well. He gestures to four dwarves near us.
So good.
This is going to be a breeze.
There's a lot of orcs.
Yeah, I'm sorry, like,
a lot of awesome fuck boys.
There's a reason I didn't plan on killing him until you guys arrived.
All right, let's go.
Let's grab our weapons and armor and chuff off.
All right.
We chuff off, Adam.
Okay, so you guys have supplies for 2 weeks, right? Right?
If not,
let me.
Because that's how long it takes to get there and then getting back.
We could buy some, couldn't we?
I have rations times two.
That's 2 days of rations.
I have rations time for. Let's just acquire rations. Rations.
Can we buy some supplies, Adam?
No, actually. Why? It's impossible.
Why?
All the supplies are poison in
town. What are they then?
They could get by.
They just drink. They get all their sustenance from ale.
But and does poison.
Does that mean that Cassius gets all her from sustenance?
I do.
From
I
drinking?
Get my just from the sun.
Cassius isn't a true dwarf. You barely aww drink at all. Look at you. You don't even have a mug of ale in your hand right now.
I'm a failure. I got a bag of 15 mice.
We could eat that.
That's always, it's a backup.
Okay, so trying to work this out in my head. 28 times 5.
Could be anything.
100. And
just choose a number.
No.
65 gold.
No.
5 gold.
14 gold.
82 pence.
Stop saying words!
Can we, I want, what exactly, the is the food just old meat here?
It's pretty much the same. It's hardtack, jerky, stuff that lasts for a while, salted
no
meat.
No vegetables.
The dwarves eat vegetables? No. I don't think so.
We eat fungus.
Good. I'm glad. Look, I drew a picture.
140.
That's the guy with the glitter in his beard.
You drew a good picture.
So 14 gold.
14.
That's what you just said.
I said that.
That's right. 28 gold there and back, yeah, provided that you're not delayed. Like,
done.
Provided it takes you a day to handle the orcish stronghold.
Done.
I'm confident in us.
I've written that down. Oh, hold on. How many rations do I get?
Not for 2 weeks.
You get 28 14 days of rations.
So I write it down?
You'll be eating it on the way there and back, yeah, so I guess you don't have to.
Plus our extra rations we got.
Yeah, exactly.
We're gonna be so full.
So fun.
Plus my bag of 15 mice if things go askew. A mouse a day will do us fine.
A mouse a day keeps them.
I mean, he says it's like barren and sparse, but you can detect animals. We might be able to find something.
Remember that time we found pine nuts? We'll be fine.
I'll be good.
Navigating this island, you realize like a couple days in, seems like an absolute nightmare because the place is literally completely flat except for the volcano in the middle of this island.
That seems bad.
So all navigation has to take place in relation to it. And, you know, like 100 kilometers or 150 kilometers from it kind of looks the same, to be honest.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I ask them about that smoking mountain. What's the deal? Do they know?
Is that mountain on fire? Is someone going to put it out?
A volcano?
It's no fire. Have you not heard of a volcano?
No. Tell us the story of volcanoes.
He explains the basic concept.
I'm now frightened.
It's like magma, hot magma that exists beneath the ground.
Will it go off?
Every now and then it does.
How every now and then?
Mara is far enough away that it never erupts onto Mara.
Are we in Mara?
No, you leave.
Mara is the town that you guys were in.
Blithering for.
Yeah, that's what I'm... But I'm like, I'm asking, are we getting closer to potentially dying of hot lava death?
Yes. That's Mara on the map.
It's Mara on the map. And then, like, the center is about where the volcano is. And then, like, on the other side is...
So we have to go through the volcano.
You have to go around, yeah.
You won't
go through.
Tunnel on through.
Tunnel through, yes. I've now developed a new fear that I didn't realize I had.
Good.
You're gonna write that down?
Yes.
Scared.
On the trip, Adam.
Mara, the volcano, sorry, erupts every, I don't know, 2 weeks.
Oh, that's gonna happen while we're here.
I barely sleep during the night. I am constantly.
Hasn't erupted for a couple months, though.
Oh, I am so on edge.
So on edge.
I'm fine. I'll fight a mountain. Whatever.
Every now and then on the trek, the dwarves like stop you guys up. You're not sure exactly what the stops and starts are at first, but then Grayson asks and they talk about orcish trails and they like point to the hard stone that you have no idea how they can track in.
God damn.
You're a ranger, Ali.
Yes.
Ainsley.
Yes. I do the thing.
And also at like intervals along the trip, the ground is basically like an earthquake will happen every now and then. Oh, the dwarves will stop. They'll get a panicked look like eruption. And then like during the earthquake, one will be like, no, just earthquake. And then they ride the rest of it out pretty calmly.
Oh, good, good.
I am so on edge.
But at the beginning of every single earthquake, it's like eruption.
Oh, God.
No, you're with
me. Oh, God.
I'm underlying scared of volcanoes now.
In those days of traveling, Adam, I would like to subtly bring up questions about Grayson's religion and knowing what the fuck I did not know before.
What have you signed up for?
Yeah, what have I signed up? What if he's kind of like a pagan?
What if he's like, blood god,
eat this bull's heart and we'll be together.
Yeah. The stallion that mounts the world.
How good.
Or whatever it was.
That sounds right.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Grayson's a follower of gnomes. Gnomes is the...
What?
Not the people.
Gnomes.
N-O-M-E-S. Oh, I was getting excited.
He's a follower of gnomes.
There are holy people.
In the human pantheon, gnomes is the, like... the head of the pantheon.
Okay. I would follow that too, wouldn't I?
You can
follow whoever you want.
I haven't decided who I follow.
Is it weird?
Myself. It wouldn't be. No, you're a human.
You're completely natural.
Well, then you would know that like only the person who is being proposed to needs to receive a ring. Grayson doesn't need a ring.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. Yeah. Is there anything else I need to know? Like, is there anything where it's just kind of like...
Baby sacrifice at your wedding, you know, just the casual...
Just the basic religious stuff.
Your wedding needs to happen, according to gnomes, the religion surrounding him, your wedding needs to happen outside and during the day. Other than that, that's it.
That's
beautiful.
That, I know, I'm all right with
I'm
it.
I'm excited for the wedding.
So pumped for the wedding.
Gnomes is married to Penia in the pantheon. Penia is the sun god, essentially, in the human pantheon. And so he's married to the sun, which is why marriages need to happen outside and during the day.
Nice. Makes sense.
In the world of D&D, is there any chance that you can get garden gnomes?
No.
I feel like that'd be super offensive to gnomes.
To like gnomes,
dwarves. No, I don't think they'd mind too much.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they're a real thing in this world, aren't they? Because I just wanted to have a garden gnome at the wedding, just super subtle. But
you could invite a gnome to your wedding. Do you know any? I forget.
Wow, here.
No, we haven't.
Well, I reckon this is the best wedding I've ever been to. Wedding, right?
Oh, I love it. Anyway, go on. Now that I am calmed over my
I'd like to cast detect animals.
Yeah, and detect plants. Highs or lows?
Highs. And detect plants, it's both.
That means my spell will do nothing on this whole fucking adventure.
Yep.
Did you say highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs.
You detect no plants or animals.
Oh, bugger. Well,
barren wasteland.
Yeah, pretty much.
During the thing, can I challenge one of the guards to a friendly fight?
They do not seem in the mood. They're like...
They're probably on edge from all the
Not on edge, but they're constantly alert for orcish like attacks. They explained to you, Mara is literally constantly under siege from orcs. The problem is, orcs are like, you know, warrior mentality. Mm-hmm. And so it's considered like basically a rite of passage among the orcs to lay siege to Mara at some point.
So every generation, it's like teenager orcs.
Speak to Redmond and be like, hey, so what is the plan when we get there? Because we've got like a hat of disguise.
I was originally going to take some money and try to bribe him into letting me get the area. But if you guys want to try and kill him.
We've got a hat of disguise.
Could save you some money.
So what we initially had planned was to dress this bugger up, and I point to Cassius, into take the guise of an orc. And we were to go there, approach the orc.
Really?
Yeah.
He says, magical deception.
Yeah.
You down for that?
Yeah.
Is that a problem?
I guess I thought you were a true dwarf, but I guess you're not.
What? You want to go, fuck boy?
Well, you know, you keep challenging everyone here to a fight, except I guess the person who might kill you. I mean, if you're afraid, that's okay.
Oh my God,
if you need magical deception to win your fights for you... That's up to you, he says.
Oh, what are you going to do, fuckboy?
That's it. I get ready to fight. I'm going to take off my... I'm going to beat the shit out of him.
You're going to fight Redmond?
Yeah.
Redmond's like an old man.
I don't care.
Doesn't matter too much among the dwarves, I guess. Okay, well, Redmond like stands up. Okay, you're going to... You want me to wait for them to cast some magic spells on you first?
I'm going to punch him in the face. Hopefully mid-sentence. You get away.
Cassius, you've healed all your hit points by this point as well.
I love the do when we play this game with Adam? We say shit, and Adam's like, are you guys really dumb enough to do that? We're like, yes! In fact, now that you've asked twice, I'm going to do it 7 times more bad!
You suck him, like, really well on the jaw.
Yeah.
Like, the glittering gems in his beard are, like, slightly stained with some of his blood now. The four, like, dwarven guards, like, you know, grab their war axes and look like they're about to, you know, cut you down or something. But Redmond, like, you know, just holds up a hand. And with his other one, he just, like, wipes a little of the blood on his mouth away.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on.
He swings at you.
Are we going to? I think I'm just going to step back.
I'm just going to watch.
Yeah, we'll just step back and watch.
He, like, takes a swing, but you just, you know, step back and his swings too short. Your turn.
Come on, fuck boy.
Are you going for him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to uppercut him.
You try to. Your fist, like, bounces off his, like, he's wearing full plate, and it bounces off his chest plate and just misses him completely instead of hitting him in the hitting him in the jaw. He comes in from the side trying to get you in the ear. Ooh, he socks you well in the ear.
I, like, lean over to Ainsley. Do you want to have a sneaky side bet?
my money's on Glitterbeard.
You take 2 points of damage.
Oh, my money's also going to be in Glitterbeard.
Oh, no. All right, just for girl power, I'll put my money on Cassius. Yeah, right. You want 2 gold?
Yeah, 2 gold.
When he hits you, there's no, like, force behind the punch. He's going easy on you.
Oh, you think I can't take it, huh?
You punch him back?
No, I tackle him to the ground.
Rugby style.
Yes.
You, like, try to grab him. He socks you. Like, you go forward and he uses that opportunity. He bops you on the nose. He doesn't go easy this time.
Oh, I put the money on the wrong dwarf.
Oh!
What's happening?
10 points!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, boy. I better just sock him again. No more trying to tackle him.
You try to grab him, yeah, but he just punches you in the face. He follows that one up.
Oh, no.
That was your turn that he
yeah,
got to
know,
hit you.
That was my...
That's no, the follow-up punch is too weak. It, like, it's just, it hits you on the shoulder, but you roll with the blow. Cool. Your turn?
Yep, smacking him again.
You hit him.
Yeah.
Are you going to try and kill him?
Oh, it's like a really glancing blow. You, like, cut his cheek or something.
God damn it. I'm the strongest.
Not he hits you.
Gems out of his beard.
Collect his beard gems.
6.
Oh, he's just going to kill me.
You guys are fighting to the death. This is lethal damage.
What?
We're both wearing gauntlets. It's lethal damage.
Oh, why?
Why are you fighting to the death? Did you know you were going to kill him?
Like, no, I thought I was going to, like, take my gauntlets off and punch him. But I guess I didn't.
You didn't say you did.
We got health potions. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Okay, your turn. You sock him back?
Yes, I do. If I kill him, we're going to have to fight the
guards. Someone's going to have to surrender.
You punch him, but it's like in the middle of his full plate and it just does nothing. Your hand throbs and you wonder what it is you've exactly gotten yourself into this time. A matter for next time on D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.